Daddy was always a lot of fun, and he seemed to enjoy being with me as much as I enjoyed being with him. Of all the things that Daddy and I did together, traveling with him was one of my favorites. The two of us on a big plane in the sky headed for who knows where. I don't remember all the places we traveled or all the things we did once we got there. But one thing was always the same. No matter where we were, what we were doing, or who we were with, crowds of people always tried to get close to my daddy. Dr. King, Dr. King, can I just shake your hand? Dr. King, please, may I just have a picture with you? And some of the ladies wouldn't even ask. They would just push their way through the crowd and kiss Daddy without saying a word. But why? I knew why Daddy was special to me. He was my daddy, and I loved him, and he loved me. But what made him so special to other people? Mother explained that Daddy's work was important to everybody because he was working for freedom and equality. People wanted to touch him and be in his presence because they appreciated so much the things he was trying to do. He wanted to make the world better for everyone. I understood what Mother was saying. It made me proud to have a father that was so devoted to the cause of human rights. People believed in Daddy. They trusted him and learned from his example. I know I did. One of the most important lessons I learned happened while I was traveling with Daddy. I remember it like it was yesterday, although I was only 7 years old. Daddy and I were strolling through the airport hand in hand. Still having a few minutes before takeoff, Daddy decided to stop in one of the airport gift shops to buy a newspaper and some other reading material. While waiting for Daddy to make his choices, I started looking around for something for me. Browsing the different counters led me to a delectable row of candy and gum. Just as I picked up the candy bar I wanted, Daddy called, "Come on, Yoke!" He took my hand and hurried me to the gate. The candy bar that had been in my hand was now in my purse. Without giving much thought, I reached in my purse and took out the candy bar. Before I could get the wrapper off, Daddy asked, "Where did you get that candy?"
"From the gift shop," I answered.
"You had the money?"
"No."
"There was no time, so I just put it in my purse." Calmly, Daddy took the candy bar out of my hand and put it back in my purse. Daddy looked at me with his serious eyes and slowly said, "You will take this back to the store when we return and apologize for taking it. Do you understand me?"
"Yes, sir," I replied, as I sank down in my seat and turned my face to the window. What Daddy told me I had to do stayed with me the entire time we were away. As the time approached for us to make our return trip, I was hoping that he had either forgotten or changed his mind about returning the candy. When the plane landed, Daddy took my hand and escorted me to the gift shop. Nervous, embarrassed, and humble, I approached the cashier. "Excuse me, ma'am," I said politely. "I took this candy bar without paying for it, and now I want to return it."
"I'm sorry."
As I handed her the still-wrapped candy bar, She extended her hand with a smile and said, "Thank you. Your apology is accepted." This part of the ordeal had been relatively easy, but I still had to face Daddy. As I turned from the cashier, I expected him to have an angry or disappointed look on his face. To my surprise, he too was smiling. I waved goodbye to the lady, and Daddy took my hand. He looked at me with a real sense of pride. As we walked away, I remember thinking how good it felt to do something right.